sait que faire, on reste là le cœur chaviré, seul avec sa misère, et soudain on se met à penser.
Now, madame, summon up your dearest spirits. Consider who the king your father sends, to whom he sends, and what's his embassy, yourself how precious in the world's esteem, to parley with the sole interior of all perfections that a man may owe, matchless Navarre, the plea of no less weight than Aquitaine, a dowry for a queen.
Good lord, Boyette, my beauty, though but mean, is not the painted flourish of your praise. But now to task the tasker. Navarre hath made a vow that no woman may approach his silent court. Tell him, the daughter of the King of France, on serious business, craving quick dispatch, importunes personal conference with his grace.
Proud of employment, willingly I go.
Who are the votaries, my loving lords, that avow fellows with this virtuous duke?
No longer vows, man.
Know you the man?
I know him, madam, at a marriage feast. In Normandy saw I this Longueville, a man of sovereign parts. He is esteemed well fitted in arts, glorious in arms.
There's also Domaine, a well accomplished youth, of all that virtue love for virtue loved.
Another of these students at that time was there with him, if I have heard a truth. Barone they call him, but a merrier man, within the limit of becoming mirth.
God bless my ladies. Are they all in love?
Here comes Boyette. Navarre had notice of your fair approach, and he and his competitors in oath were all addressed to meet you, gentle lady, before I came. Married as much I have learnt, he rather means to lodge you in the field, like one that comes to here to besiege his court.
Fair princess, welcome to the court of Navarre.
Fair, I give you back again, and welcome I have not yet. The roof of this court is too high to be yours, and welcome to the wide fields that are too base to be mine.
Hear me, dear lady, I've sworn an oath.
Our lady help our lord, he'll be forsworn.
Not for the world, fair madam, by my will.
'Tis deadly sin to keep that oath, my lord, and sin to break it. But pardon me, I am too sudden bold, to teach a teacher ill beseemeth me. Vouchsafe to read the purpose of my coming, and suddenly resolve me in my suite.
Madam, I will, if suddenly I may.
Did not I dance with you in Brabant once?
Did I not dance with you in Brabant once?
I know you did.
How needless was it then to ask the question?
Your wit is too hot, it speeds too fast. 'Twill tire.
Not till it leave the ride in the mire.
Madam, your father here doth intimate the payment of 100,000 crowns, but say that he or we as neither have received that sum. In surety of the which, one part of Aquitaine is bound to us.
You do the king my father too much wrong, in so unseeming to confess receipt, of which have so faithfully been paid.
I do protest I never heard of it, and if you prove it, I'll repay it back, or yield up Aquitaine.
Boyette, you can produce acquittances, for such a sum from special offers, of Charles's father.
Satisfy me so.
So please your grace, the packet is not come, but that and other specialties are bound. Tomorrow you shall have sight of them.
It shall suffice me, at which interview, all liberal reason I'll yield unto. You may not come, fair princess, in my gates, but here without you shall be so received, as you shall deem yourself lodged in my heart. Tomorrow shall we visit you again.
Sweet health and fair desires consort your grace.
Lady, I will commend you to my own heart.
Pray you, do my commendations, I would be glad to see it.
I would you heard it groan.
Is the fool sick?
Sick at the heart?
Psst! Sir, I pray you, a word. What lady is that same?
Bière of Alencon, Catherine her name.
A gallant lady. Monsieur, fare you well.
Psst!
I beseech you a word. What is she in the white?
A woman sometimes, and you saw her in the light.
Pray you, sir, whose daughter?
Her mother's, I have heard.
God's blessing on your beard.
Good sir, be not offended. She is an heir of Falconbridge.
She is a most sweet lady.
What is her name in the cap?
Rosaline, by good hap.
Is she wedded or no?
To her will, sir, or so.
You are welcome, sir. Adieu.
Farewell to me, sir, and welcome to you. If my observations, which very seldom lies, Navarre is infected.
With what?
With that which we lovers entitle affected, I'll give you acting all it is his, and you give him for my sake but one loving kiss.
Thou art an old lovemonger, and speakest skilfully.